Hallelujah. This is another beautiful day in the presence of the Lord. If you have found yourself on this platform, God bless you. This platform is a platform for a prophetic decree. It's a midnight prayer meeting. And we thank God for as many people who have been sharing with all the testimony of what God has done. We thank God for using this prophetic declaration, high voltage prophetic prayers to solve problems of people, even far distance. We thank God because of the mighty hand of God's power. I decree to somebody that is connected to us today, the yoke of darkness over your life shall be broken. The yoke of witchcraft over your life shall be broken. The arrow fire into your life shall go back to the sender. Any power that is contending with your glory shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Every satanic animal crying against you shall crash land. In the name of Jesus Christ, I decree into your life that from today, a door of victory, a door of divine connection, a door of divine lifting shall be open unto your life, shall be open unto your destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to experience a new season, experience a new glory. The Bible says we move from glory to glory. Experience a new glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak into your life. Every verdict of darkness that is working against your destiny shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, you shall pursue your enemy. Today, you shall overtake your enemy. Today, you shall destroy your enemy in the name of Jesus Christ. Your feet shall be like in feet. Your appearance will be like the appearance of horses. You will run like horses and you will run like chariots. No evil shall befall you. The enemy will not be able to catch up with you. The voice of wickedness shall not catch up with you in the name of Jesus Christ. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16 says that he will grant you according to his riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in inner man. Your inner man shall be on fire. Your inner man shall catch fire. Your inner man shall be on fire for the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, the prayers we are going to pray now, and I want you to join me in this prayer. Listen very well. Every spirit of fear in your life shall be destroyed now in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says, 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. There is a greater person in your life. There is a greater person in you. Don't forget, you have been made as a king and priest unto the Lord. And to him be glory and dominion forever. That is Revelation chapter 1 verse 6. I want you to join me as we enter into this prayer section. But before then, begin to appreciate the Lord. Bless his name. Worship him. Sing and appreciate God in your dialect. Our God is great. Our God is good. Our God is mighty. There is no one like him. Makandele bo shakataraba. Limprakosa. Yemprakose telebu rubo sakaya. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. In the highest, amen. Glory be to God. In the highest, amen. Oh, for his mercy and your right forever, amen. Oh, for his mercy and your right forever, amen. For his mercy and your right forever, amen. Say, Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. I ask you to strengthen me with might by your spirit in my inner man. For it is not by power, nor by might, but by the spirit, says the Lord of hosts. I ask you to cover me and my family with the blood of Jesus Christ. Father, build a hedge of fire around my life for protection from satanic attack. I put on the armor of God that I may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For I wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against power, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high place. I stand therefore, having my loins girded about with truth, and having on breastplate of righteousness, and my feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, I take on my shield of faith to quench every fiery dart of the wicked. I take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and the glory of the Lord is my reward. I shall not war after the flesh, for the weapon of my warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of the stronghold, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalt themselves against the knowledge of God. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. I have no might of my own, but I have a great company of the angel of God supporting me. And no evil shall befall me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to open your mouth and pray this seven prayer point loud and clear. Say, every covenant of witchcraft in this environment, scatter. You are referring to your environment, the environment where you live. Every covenant of witchcraft in my environment, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of witchcraft in my environment, scatter, scatter, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every covenant of witchcraft in my environment, scatter. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, three coven assigned against me and my family, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Three coven assigned against me and my family, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Three coven assigned against me and my family, catch fire, catch fire. When we refer to three coven, we are talking about a coven inside the tree. You will notice some flying bears all over that tree, because meeting is going on in that place. Three coven assigned against me and my family, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Three coven assigned against me and my family, catch fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Every coven meeting assigned to disgrace me, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every coven meeting assigned to disgrace me, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire in Jesus' name. Pray. We are going to pray against satanic board. Satanic bird that fly at night. Say, every satanic bird flying against me, be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every satanic bird flying against me, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted, be roasted in Jesus' name. Pray. If you have been having satanic bird in your environment, or they fly to a particular direction, point your finger there. Say, every witchcraft bird assigned against me and my family, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft board assigned against me and my family, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft board assigned against me and my family, catch fire, catch fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, I throw the bomb of fire into the coven of witchcraft militating against my life in the name of Jesus. I throw the bomb of fire into the coven of witchcraft militating against my life in the name of Jesus. I throw the bomb of fire into the coven of witchcraft militating against my life in the name of Jesus. I throw the bomb of fire into the coven of witchcraft militating against my life in Jesus' name. Pray. This kind of prayers, they are very, very important to be prayed in the midnight like this. This is a midnight prophetic and high voltage prayer, and this program is working wonders as we are doing it now. As we are decreeing, every coven witchcraft, every coven around you, coven of witchcraft, marine coven, they shall be roasted by fire. Shout it loud and clear. Every witchcraft oppression against my life, in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft oppression against my life, in Jesus' name we pray. I throw the bomb of fire into the camp of my enemy in the name of Jesus. I throw the bomb of fire into the camp of my enemy. I command it to explode, 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 explode in Jesus' name we pray. Every satanic mirror assigned to monitor me and my family, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every satanic mirror assigned to monitor me and my family, scatter in the name of Jesus. Every satanic mirror assigned to monitor me and my family, scatter in Jesus' name. Pray. Today is a wonderful day, the 30th day of the month of June. I want you to decree with aggression, decree with power. Lekoba, lekoko sekahiba, lemprako to levo siya miyapaga, egegele proko soto kaya, endia paria makadoso, lekogo siya makambroko to levutia, iza kakakara paria, lenko promo sunte ye kalaba. You will shout loud and clear. Say, any satanic animal assigned against my life, in the name of Jesus. Any satanic animal assigned against my life, in the name of Jesus. Any satanic animal assigned against my life, in Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Father. Aha. you are going to pray these three prayer points louder. Say, witchcraft altar in my environment, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft altar in my environment, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft altars in my environment, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Number two, say, any power raising evil altar against me and my family, there in the name of Jesus. Any power raising evil altar against me and my family, there in the name of Jesus. Any power raising evil altar against me and my family, there in the name of Jesus. Any power raising evil altar against me and my family, there in Jesus' name we pray. Maleke prokozanta yaraba revoke ya lokada. Pray the third one very well. Say, every satanic sacrifice and ritual assigned against me, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every satanic sacrifice and ritual assigned against me, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every satanic sacrifice and ritual assigned against me, backfire in the name of Jesus. Every satanic sacrifice and ritual assigned against me, backfire, 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 in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. Get a bottle of oil ready. Beautiful Jesus. If it's a bottle of water, no problem. Heavenly Father, I pray that the content of this oil and the content of this water shall carry the fire of the Holy Ghost. The blood of Jesus Christ shall flow into this oil. The blood of Jesus Christ shall flow into this water. As I'm praying from here, anyone that is holding oil and the water wherever you are, may the power of deliverance enter into that oil, enter into that water in the name of Jesus Christ. Lepako lembrako zataliaba rimo panuka dia lampane kotoriaba rimo komprokasia lepako dalia kataraba sata lepako dalia panuka talabasha teleko prako satira. Thank you, Father. Now this oil in your hand, by the time we finish anointing ourselves, it may be late now because this is midnight, but very early in the morning, go and anoint your compound. Anoint your compound, and when you anoint it, you say, no witchcraft coven shall have access to this place. No witchcraft coven shall have access to this place. You shout it again. You will say, this compound become no-go area for every witchcraft activity. This compound become no-go area for any witchcraft activity. This compound become no-go area for any witchcraft activity. That compound shall become a Goshen, and no evil shall befall you. You will declare that this compound become a Goshen land, that no death or evil can have access into it in the name of Jesus. Don't forget that you read Psalm 91 in that compound. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver me from the snares of the fowlers, and from the noisome pestilence shall cover me with his feathers, and under his wings shall I trust. His truth shall be my shield and buckler. I shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that fly by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for destruction that wasted at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand, for they shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord with our refuge, even the Most High our habitation. There shall no evil befall me, neither shall any plague come near me, for he shall give his angel charge over me to keep me in all my ways. He shall bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my feet against the stone. I shall tread upon lion and scorpion, a young lion and serpent shall I trample upon, because he has set his love upon me. Therefore he will deliver me. He will set me on high, because I have known his name. I shall call upon him, and he will deliver me. Shall be with me in trouble, shall deliver me and honor me. with long life, with long life, with long life, shall he satisfy me and show me its salvation. So you are going to do that operation for 3 days in your compound. Just anoint the compound, anoint the edge of the compound. And if there is a tree in the compound, and you notice that some birds used to come on that tree, anoint the tree. And when you declare like that, that no witchcraft meetings will have access here, this place is becoming the land of Goshen, that no satanic operation, witchcraft operation can take place here. You will notice the mighty move of God's power. You can do that. If you can do it at the midnight, no problem. If that compound is your own, no problem. But if it's not comfortable, you can do it right in the morning. But if you notice that you are in a block of flats and you are so many in that compound, and you cannot do, you can just do it in your wherever you are, in your own apartment or surrounding your own apartment, so that you don't become nuisance to any other person there, and so that they don't say, what are you dropping? Are you dropping charm? Because they may not understand that it's not charm, it's just a prayer oil. The prayer oil that is loaded with power of Holy Ghost or the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their life unto death. Le loco prakata la bo sheka payaga. Lenko prako lesu. Le pakunta lia. Makata paria. Remoping their career. Now take the oil and anoint your head. And put your hand on your head. Say, my head, reject bewitchment in the name of Jesus. My head, reject bewitchment, reject bewitchment, reject bewitchment, reject bewitchment, reject bewitchment, reject bewitchment. In Jesus' name we pray. Lay your hand on the head once. Say, my head, reject evil summon in the name of Jesus. My head, reject evil summon, reject evil summon, reject evil summon, reject evil summon. In Jesus' name we pray. Lay your hand upon your chest, anoint your chest, and lay your hand there. Say, my heart, reject evil arrow in the name of Jesus. My heart, reject evil arrow, reject evil arrow, reject evil arrow, reject evil arrow in Jesus' name. Rub it very well. Say, I cover my heart and the entire of my body, my soul and my spirit with the blood of Jesus. I cover my heart with the entire of my body, my soul and my spirit with the blood of Jesus. Rub it with the blood of Jesus. Rub it with the blood of Jesus. With the blood of Jesus. In Jesus, if you have any lump, whether in your breast or any growth there, lay hand upon the place. Say, every evil growth in my chest, disappear. Say, disappear with anger. Every evil growth in my chest, disappear, 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 disappear. In Jesus' name, rub it again there. Say, every evil growth in my chest, dry up to the root in the name of Jesus. Every evil growth in my chest, dry up, 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 dry up to the root in the name of Jesus Christ. If you have a lump there, do it for 3 days. You will never see it again. Le corpote calia, le pacatalia, reso piacotaca. Anoint your stomach now and say this one loud and clear. Say, every serpent assigned to bite me, in the name of Jesus, every serpent assigned to bite me, there, in Jesus' name we pray. See, lay your hand upon your stomach. See, every poison of the serpent and scorpion in my body, get out in the name of Jesus. Every poison of the serpent and scorpion in my body, get out, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Somebody is going to experience a mighty deliverance in the name of Jesus Christ. Lay your hand, anoint your hand, and put your hand together. As I pray on this hand now, within the next 2 weeks, you are going to meet with favor, and money will flow into your hand in a new dimension. I pray that this hand shall be empowered to make wealth. This hand shall prosper exceedingly. This hand shall be connected to divine opportunity. In the name of Jesus, every bewitchment on this hand, embargo on this hand, curse on this hand, be broken, 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 in the name of Jesus. Le kepe ilo parakata taria maskaboroko telekopia le pakota le pakura masata leba. Thank you, Father. Aha, what a wonderful Father we serve. Look at what God has done now. Beautiful Jesus. Yes, now lay your two hands take your two hands and lay it upon your two legs. I hope you have anointed the legs. We have not done, just lay it there. I rebuke every form of arthritis, every pain, satanic animal program into your leg. I command them to die. And I command your leg to be repaired. Bones of your legs shall be straightened. Bones of your legs shall be renewed. If you cannot walk very well, begin to walk very well. If one leg is shorter than the other, be straightened out. If there is embargo on that leg, be broken. If any charm that is working against your leg, I destroy it. If you have stepped your feet on any charm, I command the arrow to go back to the sender. In Jesus' name we pray. Raise your prayer request now. Father, I pray that this prayer request shall be anointed, and heaven shall pour favor on this request, and there shall be testimony in Jesus' name. I pray for as many people who are expecting their document this week or next week, receive that document of breakthrough in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you expecting a permanent resident document? Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray that everything that belongs to you in the hand of the enemy shall be released. All your entitlement shall be released. Power sitting on your glory shall be arrested. Power that vowed to punish you with what belongs to you shall be disgraced. Anyone that is sitting on your entitlement shall be unseated, 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 shall be unseated. In the name of Jesus, anyone that is boasting that is going to make life hard for you within the next 2 weeks, the Holy Ghost will make life hard for that fellow. In the name of Jesus Christ, they will release what belongs to you into your hand. In the name of Jesus Christ. There's a sister there, you have made a vow that if God has done something for you, you will definitely pay your vow. Don't forget to pay that vow, because there is another package that the Lord is blessing, is planning to do more for you. And the Lord is going to do greater for you in Jesus' name. Every property that is under satanic custody, be released today in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be testimony. Let there be testimony. You are looking for the fruit of the womb. I declare right now, receive the power to conceive and to carry your children. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command all those who have reached the age to get married, but embargo has been placed on your marital settlement, I scatter the embargo. In the name of Jesus, I declare and I command you, go and get married. Go and get married. Go and get married. In the name of Jesus Christ, if you have suffered anything in your marriage, may the Lord open a new chapter of testimony for you. A new chapter, a new beginning. In the name of Jesus Christ. May the mercy of God remain with us in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for this country, Nigeria. We pray for this country, Nigeria. Lord, let your peace reign. Let the enemy of peace be arrested. Let the glory of God descend upon this country. Let those who want this country to sink go down. And let the power of God take over this country. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Thank you, Father. Don't forget what I say you should do for 3 days. Anoint your compound and also read Psalm 91. It is well with you. May God give us victory. May God protect us. May God fight for us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In case you want to get across to me, you can send your information to my WhatsApp number 0802-336-69298. 0802-336-69298. Yes, let me call it back. Yeah, good. 0802-336-9298. I hope you are getting it now. Sorry for the way we call it the other time. 0802-336-9298. I'm calling it all time. 0802-336-9298. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festac Town. Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, 7th Avenue B1 Close, Festac Town. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. In case you want a one-on-one counseling, you can private chat me. I give an appointment, and we have a time to speak and to pray together. God bless you in Jesus' name.